Is anybody worried about anything? Got any anxieties? Troubles, cares? Nobody. Lying. Scripture says that in this world, we will have troubles. Jesus said that. It's guaranteed. We're going to have trouble. So we shouldn't be surprised when there's difficulty or trials or troubles. Things that are difficult things in the family, battles against sin, real time, failing health, sick children, the loss of loved ones, financial struggles, people concerned about the economy, concerned about our nation. As I just sat down for a few minutes, those are things I thought of just with the people, within the lives of people close to me that they're struggling with. So in this world, there will be struggles. There will be trouble. I'll tell you, sometimes I feel like, particularly tonight, Brad tried to set me up for some trouble. Has there ever been a time where there's been a Devo assigned to someone? They give you a verse. This is the first time I've ever done this. But let me tell you how it works in case you get the call. They give you a verse, and they give you a date. And you agree to it because it's, you know, Brad's reaching out. What are you going to say? And then normally, you know, there's a sermon, and then that night you have a different verse. Well, let me just take you to our verse this evening in 1 Peter 5:7. And I'll read it to you. It says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you, which just so happens to be the third point of his sermon. He spent like 15 minutes covering that exact verse. It's a setup. I called him out. He was leaving for Europe. I think he did it on purpose. Like, I'm going to set him up and I'm gone. Let's turn, if you have your Bibles, to 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm just going to quickly read a few verses here in this passage and then tell you a quick story that came to mind as I was reading through this. Starting in verse 5, it says, clothe yourself, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Okay, so in these verses, what we see, what stood out to me immediately, was the fact that we're supposed to clothe ourselves in humility. And then he goes on and tells us that God opposes the proud. So, it's just fearful. Like, I don't want to be the guy that God is opposing. Do you? No, I don't want to be on that side. We've been studying Ezekiel, and you see it over and over again. I don't want it. So he tells us who God gives his grace to, who his favor is going to be poured out on, and who is that? That's the humble. So he then says, he continues on and says, humble yourselves therefore, so that you don't have God opposing you, but rather you have God's favor abundantly poured out on you under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. And you do this by casting all your anxieties on him. So this is an action that we're supposed to be doing, and it's how we humble ourselves, and it's how we are the opposite of being opposed by God. It's how we receive the abundant grace of God by casting our anxieties on him, because he cares for us. The word casting there means like to throw. So we're supposed to like completely get rid of our anxieties, and we're supposed to point them directly toward God himself. He is the one that our anxieties are supposed to be cast upon, our worries are supposed to be pointed toward, because he's the only one who can handle them. He already knows what they are, and he desires to take care of them for us. And by us doing this, we will grow more and more humble as we cast our anxieties more and more upon him. And we should remember there will be anxieties. As I was thinking through I constantly am remembering stories about my life. You may do that in yours. My kids, it's really a blessing, but it's sometimes hard because you have to think of good ones without embellishing them. My kids constantly want to hear stories about my life. They're, "Dad, tell us a story." So one story that came to mind as I was reading this verse, it only makes sense if you understand my whole life, which is scary, isn't it? Have like 12 minutes is what he said. And all the people who go like 20, I make fun of, so I have to be careful. So I'm gonna tell you my whole life, and I'm gonna tell you this story. So when I was there were four kids in our family, and when I was 4 years old, my dad left. I've never seen him since. And when I was 11, my mom passed away in a car accident. So we the four of us moved around quite a bit, and we ended up living with my aunt and uncle, people we didn't have a great relationship with, people who were far from the Lord, kind of rough people. I had gone to church a few times, but really there were few signs of any believers in our family. Anyway, soon after, I moved in with my aunt and uncle in Dumas, Arkansas, where I was 11 when Mom passed away, and then I moved at Dumas for 1 year. She then graduated with a teaching certificate and got a job at Yellville. Yellville. I'd never left South Arkansas in my life. We had to borrow a vehicle to get to Yellville for the interview. I'll never forget it. Anyway, moved to Yellville and went through high school there, graduated, was aggressively pursuing a young woman there that I ended up transferring to go to college with my second year at Ouachita. She is now my wife. And my second year at Ouachita, like, I think it's the first day of class, the way I remember it. I'm sitting in health class. Now, listen, I didn't like college. I wasn't a big fan of college. Like, I just wanted not to repeat what was going on in my family. So this was, this is where I was going. And I'm kind of sitting in the back row trying to hide from everybody, not really interested in engaging that much. After class, this woman, who I will never forget, her name's Coach Dan, she says, "Hey, Robbie, can I see you?" Yes. Same thing you have to say when Brad asks you to do this. I said, "Sure." So I walk up, and she says, "Robbie, this is weird, but so I'm like 19 years old now." She said, "Do you have any family in South Arkansas?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. My grandpa lives in Hampton." And she said, "Well, do you have any brothers or sisters?" I said, "Well, I have two sisters and a brother." And she said, "This is really odd, but did your mom die in a car accident like 8 or 10 years ago?" And I was kind of like, no one knows this. This isn't something I talk about. I didn't know anyone down there in Arkadelphia. I mean, there's no way she could have known this. I said, "Actually, she did. Why?" And she said, "My husband and I read about y'all in the newspaper, and we prayed for your family every day. Every day." Now, at that moment in time, I'm not sure that there was another soul praying for us. In our family, I doubt that was the case. Outside of it, there obviously was, and maybe there were numerous others. And she prayed, they prayed for us so aggressively that 8 or 9 years later, she remembered my name from a newspaper article. This is crazy. So I've been convicted. Like, she was concerned about our family. They were concerned about our family so much that they cast their cares to the Lord day after day after day for strangers. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And at the time, it just kind of, thanks, I was gone. It was like years later, as I looked back at that, I was like, that is unbelievable. And then I'm looking at our family and like, we've come from a family, long line of like alcoholism, drug addiction and abuse, like problem after problem. And my brother and sister and cousins are all like, they're pursuing the Lord. Their families are awesome. They prayed for us day after day after day. So as I was preparing for this, I think the greatest way we can cast our cares on the Lord, because it's easy for you to say, "Hey, quit worrying about it. Just cast your care on the Lord." We all know that. That's what we should be doing. But how do we do it? I think the greatest answer is to remember. I think that's the best way to consistently cast your care on the Lord, is to remember that He cares for you. Whether people have abandoned you, whether they've neglected you, whether they've left you, forsaken you, God never will. Whether you're old or young, whether you're poor or rich, you may feel like you're useless to this world at this point, but like no one cares for you, but that's not so with God. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and we have to remember that. We have to remember that His Word tells us that, like we read in this passage, under the mighty hand of God, we are to humble ourselves. Who is this? What is this mighty hand? It's the hand that Scripture says upholds us, that delivered His people from Egypt, that has saving strength. And the Scripture says His hand saves, that no one can take us from His hand, that His hand is full of righteousness, and that at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. Like, this is the mighty hand of God that we are to humble ourselves before and cast our cares upon. So I think we need to more consistently remember God's faithfulness, remember God's acts throughout Scripture, remember God's acts and faithfulness in our lives and in our family. Remember that He sent His Son to die a horrific death, defeated death, sin, and hell because He loves you. We need to remember this. Remember that He cares for you. In that same passage where Jesus says, in this world we will have trouble, He then says, take heart, for I have overcome the world. We need to remember that He has overcome the world. Why did He do it? Because He cares for you. Because He cares for me. So we need to focus on the remembering, focus on remembering the past, trusting Him with the present. Let us more consistently humble ourselves by casting our cares, our anxieties, our worries on Him, because He cares for us. And praise God that He will bear our burdens and that He will lavish His grace and His peace on us in return. Let's pray together. Father God, thank You for Your Word. We thank You that Your righteous right hand is mighty to save, and it's mighty to handle any care, any burden, any anxiety that we have today, that we may ever have, and that we have ever had. Father, help us to trust You more and to remember You constantly, Father. We just thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for Your faithfulness. In Christ's name, amen.